we don't have as many tables as we normally have. Thought we'd give you a little bit of room. And this morning we're going to module 3, which is how do you do biblical counseling better? And so so we're talking about two topics. One has three subjects in it, but we're going to talk about worry, anxiety, and fear, and then depression as things to counsel. And so so we thought, well, let's change tables around a little bit, move things around, see how much anxiety people get. You know, can't sit at your table.
That's a control
issue. Yeah. But now, before we get into that, let's review some things. And by the way, so we've got a couple of premarital couples that we're going to start doing premarital counseling with. Anyway, but got all the volunteers we needed for it. So thank you for that. We'll get a schedule out for them and get moving in that direction. So. So a quick review, and I say quick, it'll probably be a little bit longer than quick, of what, and I want to hear some testimonies from you guys, so think through. I know some of you guys had some really good opportunities to meet with people, these 5 counseling appointments. Some of you guys are pretty anxious about all that. I know that too. But I want to hear those things, so kind of maybe start now formulating in your mind what that what the last month has looked like for you. There are some report forms to fill out. We don't require you to give those to us, but it's good for you to be able to kind of think through all of it. And then if you have questions on it, certainly we'd love to see those as well. So let's review from modules 1 and 2. I love the what do you call them? The critique forms at the end of each module? Evaluations, right, at the end of each module. And I know there's a few of you guys that keep saying the same thing, that it's so much information in such a short time. I wish we had more of these meetings, right, with less information. And I think, wow, what do you do once a month, right? It takes us 3 months, basically, to get through one module. Whereas everywhere else we go in the world, we do it in 3 days, 2.5 days. All the information you're getting in 3 weeks, we're doing in 2.5 days. And then you have 6 months before the next module. And so I don't know if this is better or not, but just know, like, I think you can do it. I know it's a lot of information, and I was telling Alan this morning, It's actually, you know, we're this is Bible college. This is very much a master's level class that you're in, and so you know, we don't have the same requirements as far as reading and papers and everything else, but as far as the information you're getting, this is your master's of arts in biblical counseling. I mean, you're going through the information. It's a much better price. Actually, maybe not. I've got a really sweet deal right now. So, but yeah, it's so good. And at the end of, if you want to get a master's in biblical counseling, at the end of each program, typically the last year of that program is it spent getting your ACBC certification. Right, so it's a year of teaching and then a year of the practical, getting your ACBC certification. Well, when you're done with a year of teaching here, then you have everything you need to start your exams for your certification. Like, so you're getting that, right? So anyhow, I say all that to say that this is so much fun for me. And I think for you guys, I don't know that I realize the value. Right? And certainly if I didn't, I don't know that I've expressed that to you guys as well. So, you know, one of our big goals at our church is that we want to equip local churches, right? Not just our church, but local churches to be able to counsel their own people, shepherd their own people, care for their own people, not send sheep to wolves, right? So that's been a big push, you know, since I got here, something we want to do. This is actually the first time we've officially been able to do that. But not the last. Like, we want to do it again with some of you guys teaching. Be fun. All right, so let's review modules 1 and 2. Why counsel? Or do anything else for God? Why would we even do this? Love people? Say again? Yeah, for His glory, right? All for His glory. That's what we do for His glory. When and why did counseling begin? When do we see the first counseling session? In the Garden of Eden. Right. Yeah, in the Garden of Eden. See a couple of them there, right? We see Satan's bad counsel, and we see God's good counsel in there. We see throughout, like, God warning and stuff, and we'll work through some of those things. How would you define biblical counseling? Discipleship, okay. Say again, Randy.
Hurting people.
Yeah.
Counsel your spouse.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. Yeah, Amy. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Wayne Mack, I was telling Doug earlier, he's got a great book out. I read it a couple weeks ago. It's called God's Solutions for Man's Problems. It is fantastic, but it's this course, right? But it's just a way to systematically kind of put it all together. God's Solutions for Man's Problem. Great, great book. It's a how to do biblical counseling, but it doesn't seem academic when you're reading it. You know what I mean? It's very storytelling, lots of examples. I was reading it the same time I was reading MacArthur's book on biblical counseling. And I found myself having to put down Wayne Mack's book and go do a chapter in MacArthur's so I could get back to Mack's book. Same information, just the way it's presented is different. So who should do biblical counseling? Yeah. All believers, right, in the church, we should all, and we do, right? We either do it really well or we don't. Let's talk about the 7 key elements. What's the first key element? Build the relationship. Why is this important? Trust, yeah. Yeah, what else? Yeah. I think it was Josh McDowell that I first heard say it. Rules without relationship lead to rebellion. Right. Amy.
I was just sharing with her. She sent me a video of Muslim, and he engaged with a Christian named Dave, and he said, you know, they became best friends, but then it opened the door for them.
Yeah. He passed away recently. Yeah. So build the relationship. Point. What's key element number 2? Get the facts. Why is that important? What would be the opposite of get the facts? Make the assumptions. Right? Yeah. You got to know, right? You got to know what's going on with them. Otherwise, well, you're in trouble. You're going to give unbiblical, ungodly counsel. So build a relationship, get the facts. What's the third key element? Yeah, generate or provide biblical hope. Most of the people that come into you to see you are hopeless, right? They feel like this is incurable. I can't get past this. All right, what's point, Roman numeral. What is key element number 4? Define the problem. What's the problem? It's the heart, right? So I've got a little exercise we're gonna do this morning, just to, at your tables, to be able to kind of start to think about when somebody approaches you with information, how do you start to look, what are some of the questions you asked in order to get to the heart, to find out what the real problem is, what the root issues are. So we'll be working on that in a few minutes. Key element number five. Yeah, a big part of what we do is teaching, right? Which is discipleship. What about number six? Yeah, provide some accountability. And so what I've done on this anxiety, worry, and fear, and the depression things, and I didn't put them in your folders today, but I asked Joe if he'll send them out to you, are projects for growth for these specific things. One of the hardest things to do is to figure out what kind of homework do I give? What kind of projects for growth do I give? That's one of the hardest things to do. And so what I'm going to try to do is just resource you with a whole bunch of things, and then you can kind of pick and choose from there based on the principles we have. Because that is, honestly, that's the hardest part to do. Number seven. Yeah, you're not winging it, right? You got to be prepared to meet. So remember, the problem is not the problem. The heart's the problem. As biblical counselors, we are not, and I know this is going to sound crazy, we're not in the problem-solving business. Okay, we don't solve problems. We connect broken believers to the grace of God. Okay, we're not in the problem-solving business. If we get there, what ends up happening is we never reach the heart. And so we're not in the problem-solving business. We're in the connecting broken believers to the grace of God business. So I've got a small group exercise for you, and I do that because your evaluations all said you like your table groups more than you like my teaching. So, something like that, right? I just saw, wow, I love the table groups, love my table. Can we not switch? Please don't put less tables in here. There's stuff like that, you know. But in your small group exercise, I've got three scenarios that I want you to discuss at your tables, probably for like 10 minutes each. Maybe take, you know, as much as, well, we shouldn't do that long. 5 to 7 minutes each. I don't think it'll take you a real long time to do it, but generate some good questions. See what the heart idols, might be that need to be exposed. What direction you'll go in the counseling, and then we'll work it. And here's what I don't want you to do. Okay, I thought about this earlier as I was thinking through the whole we're not in the problem solving business. Do not use books. I'm not saying they're bad books in the sense that I've read all of them, but they give all just terrible information, okay? But books like Five Love Languages, and there's some of you guys, Boundaries, Love and Respect, those are very much Maslow's theory. Basically, it's you scratch my back, I'll scratch your back. The reason I'm having a problem is because you're not loving me the way I'm supposed to be loved. It is. It's very selfish. It's very self-centered. So it's not that they're not great books. In fact, Love and Respect, I loved the book when I read it. Right? I remember telling Sherry, could you just read this one chapter? Yeah. Right? Not because she needed it, but it's like, that's exactly what I'm feeling, and I can't express it. I'm not dogging the books in that sense. They're not biblical, though. Okay? Just know they're not biblical. So don't anybody, when we start going, so what would you do? Go, yeah, I think I'd give Boundaries. Okay? So, does that make sense? We're done? All right. All right, so let's take some time. I think we've got till, I don't remember what our thing says, but we've got enough time. So I really want you to think through these things, read through the scenarios, don't rush through them, and then we'll go through them as a group as well. So, you know what? Can I stop there? Sorry. Their last page, sorry, their last page. Okay, so let's stop there. I was supposed to hear your stories first. Sorry. We could edit that and it'll go smooth.